This is Radio Hangar. I'm Pattern, and if you've got a check ride coming up, we need to talk about the maneuver that looks simple on paper and humbles people on the runway. The soft field takeoff. I cannot tell you how many students I've watched nail steep turns, handle stalls with confidence, and then get to the soft field takeoff and suddenly look like they've never touched the controls before. It's not because they're bad pilots, it's because this maneuver asks you to do something that feels wrong, and nobody explained the why well enough to make the muscle memory stick. Let's walk through this together, because once you understand what you're actually trying to accomplish, the technique clicks into place and stays there. Shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot instrument? Commercial? They've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. aviationsoul.com. Alright, soft field takeoff. Let's start with the scenario the examiner has in your head. You're on a grass strip after a rainstorm. Maybe gravel. Maybe a dirt runway in the backcountry. The surface is soft, it grabs at your wheels, and if you stop, you might get stuck. If you plow forward with the nose wheel digging in, you're eating up runway, building heat in the brakes, and stressing the nose gear in ways it was not designed for. So the goal is simple. Keep weight off the nose wheel, get airborne as soon as physically possible. Then stay in ground effect until you've built enough speed to actually climb. Three phases, taxi and line up the liftoff and the acceleration in ground effect. Here's where the mistakes start, and they start before you ever add full power. Phase 1. You're taxiing onto the runway, and the examiner says soft field. From this moment on, you do not stop. You keep the airplane moving. If you have to pause at the hold short line, that's fine, but once you're cleared onto the runway, continuous motion, full back pressure on the yoke. Elevator all the way back. You're holding the nose wheel as light as possible while you taxi into position. The common mistake here? Students who yank the yoke back suddenly when they add power instead of already having it there. That creates a pitch change right at the moment you're adding full power and now you're chasing the airplane instead of flying it. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Set that back pressure before you ever touch the throttle. Make it a habit. Yoke full aft, then smoothly add full power. Not the other way around. Phase 2. The liftoff. This is where most check ride busts happen, and it's almost always the same error. The nose comes up too high. What's happening is this. You've got full back elevator. You add power. The airplane accelerates. The elevator becomes effective pretty quickly because you've got all that prop wash flowing over it. The nose pitches up. The airplane lifts off at a speed well below normal rotation speed. And this is correct. This is what you want. You want the airplane to fly itself off the ground at the lowest possible speed. But here's the trap. The airplane is now flying at a speed where it cannot climb. It can barely sustain level flight. And if you let that nose stay high, one of two things happens. Either you settle back onto the runway, which on a soft surface could catch a wheel and do real damage. Or worse, you balloon up out of ground effect. The induced drag spikes, airspeed bleeds, and now you're in a potential stall situation 20 feet above the ground. The examiner is looking for you to recognize that moment of liftoff and immediately, gently, lower the nose to a level or very slightly nose-up attitude. You're trading that initial pitch for acceleration. You want the airplane in ground effect, wings level, nose on or just above the horizon, building speed. This is the part that feels wrong. Your brain says the airplane just got off the ground, keep climbing, but you cannot climb yet. You do not have the airspeed. Ground effect is giving you a gift. It's reducing your induced drag by a significant amount when you're within a wingspan of the surface. Use that gift, stay there, let the speed build. The airman certification standards for the private pilot check ride say you need to lift off at the lowest possible airspeed and accelerate to the appropriate climb speed in ground effect. The word appropriate matters for most trainers. That's the best angle of climb speed VX, because the scenario assumes obstacles. Soft field usually means short runway, trees at the end, the works. So your sequence is full back pressure, full power, nose comes up, airplane lifts off. Immediately lower the nose to level flight attitude, accelerate in ground effect. When you reach VX, pitch for climb, clear any obstacles. Then transition to VY for your normal climb. Let me tell you the three most common mistakes I see, because knowing what the examiner is watching for makes all the difference. Mistake number one. Nose too high after liftoff. We just covered this. The student lets the nose stay pitched up 10 or 15 degrees after the wheels leave the ground. The airplane mushes along, barely flying, maybe even settles back down. The fix is that deliberate pitch reduction right after you're airborne. not a push forward, a relaxation. Let the nose come down to level. Mistake number two, letting the nose wheel slam down during the takeoff roll. You've got full back pressure, you're rolling, and then you get nervous about the pitch attitude, so you relax the yoke. The nose wheel touches, digs in, and now you've lost all the benefit of the technique. Hold that back pressure until the airplane flies. Trust the airspeed. Mistake number three, climbing out of ground effect too early. The student gets airborne, gets nervous about being so close to the ground, and pitches up to climb before reaching VX. This is where the airplane says no, airspeed drops. Maybe you get a stall warning. Maybe you just end up climbing so slowly that you can't clear those hypothetical obstacles at the end of the runway. Patience. Stay in ground effect. Let the speed come to you. Now, here's a practical thing that helps tremendously. Go fly the maneuver and pay attention to what the horizon looks like when you're in ground effect at level flight attitude. That sight picture is your reference. When you're 10 feet off the runway, you're not looking at the altimeter, you're not looking at the airspeed indicator. Well, you're glancing at it, but your primary reference is outside. What does the cowling look like relative to the horizon when you're in that acceleration phase? Memorize that picture? That's your target after liftoff. The other thing that helps is to practice on a normal hard surface runway first. Your examiner will likely conduct this on a paved runway and ask you to simulate a soft field. That means you don't have to worry about actually getting stuck, but you do have to demonstrate the technique as if the surface were soft. Same full back pressure, same continuous motion, same liftoff at minimum speed, same acceleration and ground effect. One more detail the examiner notices, your power application. On a soft field, you want full power and you want it smooth but prompt, not a slow creep of the throttle. You need to get moving because stopping means sinking, but you also can't jam it forward so fast that you get a surge of asymmetric thrust and yaw all over the place. Smooth, deliberate, full power within about 2 seconds, then manage the airplane. Let me give you a mental model that might help. Think of the soft field takeoff as a three-attitude maneuver. Attitude one is nose high, full back pressure, during the takeoff roll. Attitude 2 is level, right after liftoff, during the acceleration phase. Attitude 3 is your climb attitude when you reach VX or VY. You're transitioning through those three attitudes in sequence, and the mistake is skipping attitude 2 and going straight from 1 to 3. For your check ride, practice this until the transitions feel natural. And here's the other thing. Brief it before you do it. When the examiner says soft field takeoff, take a breath and say out loud what you're going to do. Full back pressure, continuous motion onto the runway full power, lift off at minimum speed, reduce pitch to accelerate and ground effect, climb at VX when speed permits. That brief tells the examiner you understand the maneuver even before you demonstrate it. The soft field takeoff is about being gentle with an airplane on a surface that demands respect. It's about patience in that weird, uncomfortable phase where you're flying but not climbing. Master that patience, and you've got this one locked. Most of what I covered today comes from the Airplane Flying Handbook, Chapter 5, and the Private Pilot Airman Certification Standards under Takeoffs and Departures. Worth a reread the night before your ride. You can find more at RadioHangar.com. Now go practice that level off in ground effect until it feels like second nature. See you next time.